7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We are very interested here, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I, in the boomer generation. As a matter of fact, all of us on this program are boomers with the exception of Jennifer, who comes from a boomer.
A broomer. I come from a boomer.
Yes, she
not
comes
a broomer.
From a boomer. Roberta, as I'm on the front end of the boomer crest, the wave, if you will. Richie's on the back end.
I'm on the very, I couldn't have been more on the end of it.
Right, exactly.
I'm kind of like towards the back end.
You're kind of in the middle, yeah. I think. Yeah, the middle to the back end, if you will. So this is the effort here that we have is to try to put things into perspective, because there's a lot of misinformation about boomers. You know that oftentimes we have these two ladies who are called the boomer broads. And I was thinking of this because we got Alan Thicke with us. Everybody knows Alan as America's dad. He was the patriarch on Growing Pains, Jason Seaver. He is now, perhaps because of your age, Alan, I think you and I met once and we've talked before. I don't know that I felt that it was necessary for us to bring ourselves back into where we all came from. But as we all get older, we're beginning to think more about where we came from. What do we have in common? That sort of thing. So you sort of have reinvented yourselves from all of the programs that you've hosted, the shows you've starred in, the books that you've written. You have quite a good sense of humor, but now you've sort of wrapped yourself around the age where you are, in essence. And not that I know. How old are you?
I'm 105.
Good for you. Congratulations, Alan.
That's very nice. Just a little younger than Doug.
I am definitely a boomer qualified.
Yes.
And I am 64 years old.
All right, good age.
Yes. So
grandfather
same age.
Of a couple.
Yeah.
And, yes, in fact, a lot of people this year, it's a milestone year for me personally on account of a lot of people are celebrating, and this is a dubious distinction, that they would celebrate the 20th anniversary of the cancellation of Growing Pains. It's like saying, well, we yanked you about 20 years ago, so let's have a parade.
I'm still mourning the loss of Growing Pains. I used to watch every week. I loved it.
I think you ought to have a new.
And yeah, it was great fun, but people are dragging us out and putting us on camera to see how bald and fat we are, and it's great fun to see the group again, but it is a milestone, and you're absolutely right. We do get more sentimental as we get a little older, but it is also a good time to put things in perspective. I'm doing a Huffington Post column that debuts this week called Boomerology 101. It's the passing of the torch so that no one gets burned. It's a perspective of our generation and the next. And if you're ready, I can give you the quick breaking news from the boomer generation. You with me?
All right, here, I want to give this the official Doug Steffen introduction. I want to play your announcer. I want to be the man who sets the man up. If you are ladies and gentlemen, Alan Thicke with Boomerology.
Well, thank you, thank you. Here's the breaking news, Doug. The first batch of baby boomers hits retirement age this year. And that means they'll grab their Social Security money while it's still there. And then we are done like Rick Perry. And that means that next year, if you are the 20, 30, 40, even 50-something people, you are in charge of the world. And that's a frightening thought to your kids who think you're a total dork. But this too shall pass. Because we went through that with you whippersnappers, and nobody says words like that anymore. And I'm not going to bore people with endless boomer wisdom. That's what we have the view for. But on behalf of my demographic, it is appropriate that we celebrate our legacy together. Remember, we gave the world liposuction and Viagra and other things that you may not need now, but trust me, you'll grab onto these one day like the Nancy Grace death grip on that defenseless leprechaun in the Paso Doble. We are sorry, us boomers, that we couldn't quite explain global warming or Dog the Bounty Hunter. We are sorry about the whole John McCain for president thing. He was too old even for us. But we invented sex, drugs, rock and roll, so that's what we'll talk about in the weeks to come. Yes, I said sex. It is possible that the thrill seekers from my generation might still have a few things on their bucket list that require a partner and some fragrant lotion. Drugs, we introduced medical marijuana, almost fooled the feds with that one. Your drugs are for fun, young people. Mine are for survival. You with me, Jennifer? I've got a medicine cabinet that would be the envy of many a dead rock star. So all we're asking really, folks, is to please be gentle. It's our first time being irrelevant. We can see the future, and we're not in it. So just remember the words of Herman Cain when he met Justin Bieber and said, "Is she with you?" So that's our Boomer Report for this morning. Thanks for sharing your people with me. There's a whole lot to talk about, even at our age.
iPads to bedpads, yes. All of it probably has some merit. Stick around, Al. I want to get a few more items of interest. Alan Thicke, who is the person responsible for this new boomerology blog, if you go to the Huffington Post, which is probably now the most read of all of the blogs, isn't it? Isn't it pretty? It's sort of replaced.
Really popular.
It's a real news thing. But the Drudge Report has now become passé, and the Huffington Post is, and probably because of things like this. Actually, somebody asked me to do something with Huffington Post. And I think, or maybe it was Ariana who wanted me to go to dinner with her. That might have been it, Alan. I'm not sure.
Oh, you see, you still have some of that boomer flame.
Yeah. What was that about the lotion?
All right, Alan Thicke is with us here on Good Day. Let me take you down the road to great radio listening. Those of you who are fans of the Good Day program know that when I like something, I am very happy to get excited about it. And yeah, these people are paying me to talk about their product, but I can do it in any number of ways. Richie knows me very well. He knows when I'm really into something, a story about a product, and this is something because maybe I'm a radio guy, and these people make real radios. Duh! In 2011, somebody who's really, it's not a thing with a screen. It's not something that you have to log on to.
They're not a telephone company making radios.
Right.
They're a radio company making radios.
Right. You turn on the radio and voila, you hear something on the AM band that you can actually understand besides... How's my imitation? Pretty good, Rich? You like that?
Did a duck get into your radio?
Crack.
Yeah, rubber ducky, maybe. Okay. Excellent AM, excellent FM. They have a wide variety of radios that are for any price range, any need. The idea of Christmas coming and people getting a little radio stick in the stocking, that's cool. Get a bigger radio for the fan and get a radio that runs on batteries for when you lose your power this winter. Any or all of those things, plus dozens of more good reasons to go online to the website. The Sea Crane website is ccradio.com. Look at the catalog. I bet Alan Thicke would get a kick out of this. He loved these. These are radios. As a matter of fact, Alan, did you start on the radio? Don't I remember you started on the radio in Canada?
I did. Alan Thicke delivering the discs you dig, the Much More Music Station. You're Alan Thicke with your pick to click.
That's what I thought.
What's that?
Hey, that's good. Hired.
That's pretty authentic.
It is.
We
that's
can
good.
Take the rest of the day off.
Right. All right. Yeah. So Alan is a guy, we've established this, who loves radio, and he would love these, and you will love them as well. Sea Crane Radios. Get the catalog, buy 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, various uses. This is the time for you to embrace the AM side of things, because a lot of the radio programs, if you're a boomer, you like the AM band, and you like the programs that are on the AM radio stations. The new CC Solar Observer is a great radio you have during any emergency. Order a Solar Observer for $49.95 and get a free LED flashlight with your order. Call C Crane now at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. You can order online at ccradio.com. You can see the catalog at ccradio.com, or you can call them at 800-522-8863.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Alan Thicke is with us. He's responsible for this new boomerology blog. He has a couple of humor books, How Men Have Babies, The Pregnant Father's Survival Guide, and How to Raise Children Who Won't Hate You. Actually, I don't use the word kids, but I know that's in the title, Alan. I should be authentic. How to Raise Kids Who Won't Hate You. How many children do you have?
I have three boys and two grandsons.
And how have you managed to bring them into the world, encourage them to be themselves, and have them not dislike you?
Well, the title of that book is a false premise, Doug, because the goal is to minimize the animus, you know, and try to stay ahead of the curve so that when they decide they do hate you, it's only like for a second as opposed to a month or a year or for eternity.
Long term hatred, yeah.
Yeah, but, we as parents, it's our job to stand between them and the cookie jar, so... Sooner or later, they're gonna hate us for that instant. You just hope it passes.
I'm guarding the cookie jar myself. I'm not letting anybody touch the cookie jar. So you're in this the next movie, Adam Sandler. He's in Jack and Jill now, and the next movie is called I Hate You, Dad, and you're in that. So how are you in all of these things that relate to parenthood now?
I don't know. You know, it's my stigma. I'm a lot of people in Hollywood worry about getting typecast. I don't mind a bit. I'm proud of what Growing Pains stood for, what the family values that it espoused, and if that's my legacy on my tombstone, I'm perfectly happy with it. But it is true that I get a lot of dad calls.
Yeah. Do you participate in any of these daddy blogger sites? There are several people that have been on this program over the years, recent years, who are trying to assess. You know, we have a lot of mommy blogger locations, but there were worries that there weren't enough dad blogger locations, so now there are a few of those. Have you participated in any of those?
Well, I haven't, but I was ahead of my time, Doug, because you're exactly right. When I wrote How Men Have Babies, The Pregnant Father's Survival Guide, there were tons of books for women on the pregnancy experience and nothing for men. Actually, that's not even accurate. There were one or two books for men, but they were very clinical, and they were kind of frightening. But all the things that could go wrong, there was none that made it sound like a joy to go through the pregnancy experience as something to be looked forward to and something to be shared and relished. It was all kind of... it made it sound very difficult, so I chose to write a book that would technically helpful and accurate because I consulted a lot of physicians and scientists and made sure that we were giving interesting, useful information. But I tried to spin it in a funny way and intersperse it with a lot of humorous anecdotes.
I think we hear that side of you, I think maybe there's a place for you. This boomerology thing is actually a pretty good idea. Alan Thicke, thanks for sharing it first with us here on Good Day. 21 After.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Pair of light green linen pants.
Light green? You're wearing light green pants?
Linen
light
pants?
Green.
What are you
linen
like, playing golf or
linen
something?
Pants?
What's the shirt?
The shirt has light rose and.
Rose? Light rose?
You're wearing
rose
pants with a rose shirt.
God. What is it, the Easter parade or something?
Green pants with a pink shirt. Can you imagine?
Hey, looks great on you, though.
Hey, what about this car for me?
You got a bowl of soup with that?
Hey!
Who dressed you? And why do they hate you so much?
Here we go. Top 10 Rick Perry excuses. Number 10.
Actually, there were three reasons I messed up last night. One was the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And two was the headache.
Mm-hmm.
And three...
That's all right. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Rick Perry excuse number 9.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think things went well.
You should have been with me last night, Governor. Number 8.
Hey, I was up late last night watching Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I see. Well, sure. That explains it. Number 7.
I thought the debate was tonight.
I see. Well, there you go. That happens to everybody. It was a mix-up, ladies and gentlemen. Sure. Number 6.
Hey, listen, you try concentrating with Mitt Romney smiling at you. That is one handsome dude.
I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. Number 5, Rick Perry excuse.
El Nino.
Okay, thank you. Number 4.
Yeah, I had a 5-hour energy drink 6 hours before the debate.
Oh, no. I hate that. Number 3.
Yeah, I really hoped you'd get me on my favorite talk show, but instead I ended up here.
What? Hey, wait a minute. I'm right here. I heard that. Thank you. Number 2.
Yeah. I wanted to help take the heat off my buddy Herman Cain.
Okay. Let's put this stuff in the caboose. And the number 1 Rick Perry excuse.
I just learned Justin Bieber is my father.
Oh, my God.
All right, in our comedic section, Rick Perry having a little fun on David Letterman's Late Show, poking fun at himself
after this past week. Meanwhile, the ladies of The View talked about Rick Perry's mistake and the fallout from it. It's pretty interesting.
You know, it's funny. Herman can't remember. You want to do something? Go ahead, go.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, Perry acknowledged that he, that he, quote, really stepped in it last night, but said that his brain freeze will not make him quit. And so the question that comes off of that is, you know, does he look better to everybody because we've all gone through this constantly? Is this going to help him or her?
Well, he could be president if he only has two things to remember. The minute he has three things to remember, then it's over. But you know, it's a funny thing. Herman Cain cannot remember his accusers. This one can't remember what the agencies he wants to cut. They need a memory course, these people. What? I mean, come on.
You know what?
No president for me, I'll tell you right now.
There have never been a time where there have been so many debates. There used to be like three debates. This Saturday night is the debate on foreign policy. And that should be a doozy because Herman Cain has already said he doesn't, you know, I'll find out who the president is of this country and that country when I have to.
Yeah.
So that, I think, even though we're a little brain dead ourselves from watching so many of these. But look, this does not mean that he would not. There are reasons that you want to vote for or against. But the fact that he couldn't remember, I don't think that disqualifies
him. I'm with you on that one, Barbara. 28 past the hour as the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you might think it's hard to get more off the beaten path than Antarctica. Although it may sound harsh and inhospitable, Antarctica's summer season takes place during our winter between November and March. And it's not as cold as you might think, and best of all, you get about 23 hours of daylight at that time of the year. Now, if you need creature comforts, there are specialized nature cruises at the South Pole, with companies like Lindblad and Abercrombie & Kent. They're not cheap, but you'll see plenty of glacial landscape, along with incredible wildlife like blue whales and emperor penguins. Or you can try an adventure cruise from Quark Expeditions that combines sightseeing with activities like mountain climbing and canoeing, along with an expert guide, of course. And most people never think of island hopping in the South Pole, but you can actually do that on the Falkland Islands. This archipelago is known for its easy access to wildlife, including the largest albatross colony in the world. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Different Good Day program, there are opportunities that we all have to meet people that we all know. We think we know, anyway. And such is the case, I think, for most people who remember Tara Kristen Lipinski as an American figure skater. She was 15. 15, Jennifer, when she won the ladies' singles Olympic gold medal. Figure skating at the 1998 Winter Olympics, so we can do a little math, Richie, and figure out how old she is today. She is the youngest individual gold medalist in the history of the Olympics, the Winter Games. She's also the 1997 world champion, two-time champion series finale, finalist 97-98, U.S. champion. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
She rocks is what you're trying to say.
Apparently, she is very good when it comes to... Tara, it's got to say something about your legs, doesn't it?
I don't know.
What are you?
I guess they're strong.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Are you still strong? Do you still get out on the ice a whole lot?
I do, actually, now more than I have in the past few years, and it's been nice. So, yeah, I don't know. I've been doing it my whole life. I don't really know anything else.
You don't think about it. It just happens.
But so did you have to do exercise? Just the fact that you are skating as much as you do, that allows your legs to be strong enough to do it, or do you have to do things that will keep your legs stronger so you won't have to worry about being tired when you're skating?
Well, when I was training, I just skated. Mm-hmm. I did, like, ballet and a few off-ice things, but no weight training or anything like that. So nowadays I work out here and there, but skating's the best exercise.
So tell everybody what you've been doing or what the rest of your life is about. We all know you as a skater. We all know you as an attractive, warm human being. But what else do we want to know or ought to know about you?
I don't know. I mean, recently I have, I toured for many years, and then I moved out to L.A., and I have a place on the East Coast, but I just really wanted to figure out something else that I was passionate about that still involved skating, and I started commentating. I got into broadcasting about 2 years ago, and that's just been really exciting and changed a lot of things for me and opened new doors, and So I've been commentating with NBC on figure skating and hosting some shows and getting on the ice here and there. I'll be on the Today Show this this December, which will be fun. I'm choreographing a number with Travis Wall, which is one of the choreographers, So You Think You Can Dance.
Wow.
So I'm kind of excited about that, just because it'll be a new concept and new ideas and movement.
All right, so we've had Dancing with the Stars. I'm not being facetious, but right. When are we going to get Skating with the Stars?
They already did.
Really?
Yeah,
I missed
last
that.
Year.
When yeah. Was it any good? I don't even remember seeing that.
It was
Rebecca Budig
year.
Won.
It was, say again, Jennifer?
Rebecca Budig from All My Children won, I think, the final.
Yeah,
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 it was on the beginning of the year.
I don't think it did extremely well, but it did okay.
Uh-huh. So what else? Okay, so you look around, you see all these cable channels, you see all these programs that are, you wonder, how in the world did somebody come up with that idea? So there's got to be a new twist. You have to be working on some new twist of skating on television.
I mean, there's always ideas flying around, and you have the traditional shows, which is what's coming on this weekend, which is really exciting. It's called Fashion on Ice, and it's on NBC. I didn't skate in it, but I co-hosted it with Carolina Korkova, a supermodel who is like a foot and a half taller than me, which is interesting. But it's just a great idea, and I think what skating needs is just fresh and young concepts, and they combined fashion with skating, and they had designers Betsy Johnson and Jay Mendel outfit all those skaters, and then we had Aretha Franklin sing, and it was just a really fun event.
Yeah, you put Aretha Franklin on skates, though, right?
No,
that's a whole different show.
Oh, okay.
No, Tara, is the fashion skate fashion, or is it regular runway fashion on ice?
Well, what they did is they have, it's like a regular format of a skating show. So you have all, you know, world and national champions, and they're doing numbers. But the designers, they honored Betsy Johnson for the first half, and then they did that for Jay Mendel in the second, and the two designers designed all the outfits for the skaters. So it was
fun.
Just really a unique look and exciting, and you learned about Betsy and Jay, and it was just a cool show.
Yeah,
because of all the sports, you guys get the best outfits. Absolutely. You get sequins and pretty.
It's pretty
fun. So, under the circumstances, the interest from the audience's point of view,
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. Shocking that this many people, I wouldn't have thought you'd been able to make a successful dance show. And you look at the people who are interested in skating, especially in the Olympics.
How irrelevant
wow.
you and I are.
Thank you, Rich.
We're totally irrelevant when it comes to TV.
Yeah, apparently we are. Not only TV, but in general. I mean, look at the interest, what I was saying. I remember, I don't know if it was Costas who was talking about this, but I heard somebody talking sort of off the cuff about the attendance at these skating events, and then the attention paid to the broadcasts in terms of volume of viewers. It is something. Why do you think that is, Tara? What is there that gets people so excited about seeing people skating?
I don't know. I think especially during the Olympics that happens. I'm not sure. I don't know. I love skating, so I think it's fantastic. I don't know. I think it's a great mix of things. You have the competition, and you have athletes that have trained their whole life and are very competitive, and then you have that mix with, you know, artistry, so it looks like a show or a ballet, and it's so it's athletic and beautiful at the same time, maybe. I don't know.
How hard is the work? How hard is it? I remember skating as a kid on ponds on my farm, and my ankles would always hurt. Maybe that's because they didn't have enough socks on, or the skates weren't tight enough, or whatever it is. But anyway, I see these people who you have to spend hours.
Tara, who's the guy? There's a guy skater, and I heard him on the news the other day. He just did a quadruple
Lutz. Yeah, everyone is, especially the men. They're pushing the envelope and quads and, you know, all crazy triple combinations, and it's pretty exciting to watch the men's event. Quad Lutz.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's got to be hell on your, if you're a chiropractor, you probably get plenty of business from people who are skaters. It's got to do all that. It's got to be tough on your legs, your knees, your ankles, your back, your neck.
I'm sorry to take you to this place, but I know Doug is going to enjoy this part of the conversation because he's a freak about.
Watch out.
Yeah, he's a freak about head injuries.
Okay.
And he always jumps on football because. of the concussions and whatnot. Now, I know you probably had to have fallen and taken a couple of good hits to the head, and ice skating, that's a tough, tough surface that you're on. And what's the danger there? And that when you get to this level, over the course of your career, having your head hit that ice?
Well, as a single skater, I don't skate pairs, so the chances of me hitting my head are a little less than that. But definitely when I was younger and I was learning new jumps, I hit the ice pretty hard a few times, but nothing too serious. It's when I was little, I used to watch the pair skaters, you know, where the guys throw these girls over their heads.
And, yeah.
Oh, man, there was accidents all the time, and the ambulance was always at the rink, and it was very scary. That's why I never did that, ever.
See, I can't imagine figure skating really donning helmets. I don't think that would work.
It takes away from the
glamour. I don't know if that would work. I mean, some girls wear, I mean, if they've had head injuries before, they'll wear them in practice. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you are every bit of what people think you are in terms of being focused and being someone who's a great representative of the sport. And so this NBC show is on this Sunday, and it's all a choreographed group of routines with people in original design costumes, right? That's really what this is. It's the 13th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that Eastern time? Four until six, so it's a two-hour deal.
Yeah, my wife will be planted in front of the television, I'm sure, for that.
I might be with her.
Yeah. All right, so if you want some more information about this, connect to DissOnSkating, DissOnSkating, DissOnSkating.com, and you'll be able to put the pieces together. If you're a skating fan, you'll love this show. Very nice to have met you, Tara. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Yep, take good care.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, it's Roger here. It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's the whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
So, among other things today, by the way, it's 46 after the hour, and thanks to what really very sweet Richie, Tara Lipinski. Actually, while she was on, I was looking at some of the things. I was mentioning her legs.
She's a little tiny thing.
Yeah, she's small. Yeah, she's not like some of the skaters have these huge legs, and they don't do anything with the rest of their torso. Isn't it funny how you develop a certain part of your body for whatever it is? Like, you look at some of the weightlifters, and all they have is a heavy torso. Their legs are skinny like spindles, that kind of stuff. Anyway,
she's very cute,
attractive, and with a good message. So, speaking of messages, you hear the music in the background, and the essence of today is Armistice. Armistice, is that how you pronounce it? Armistice, A-R-M-I-S-T-I-C-E.
Yeah.
Better known
Armistice
as Veterans Day, or Veterans, for those of you who leave out a syllable. It's also known as Victory Day. It's actually World War I Memorial Day, because the treaty was signed at 11 a.m. on the 11th of November, 1918. 11-11-11. Armistice Day today, though, and there are all kinds of things during the day today. Those who are not dull will be talking about the significance of all of the numbers this year, not just 11, 11, 11, but I find it fascinating. We had 1, 1, 11, we had 1, 11, 11, we had 11, 1, 11, we've got 11, 11, 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see if we can find Uri, actually, Richie, to talk about the significance of 11s. And how many times have the last three or four months, how many times have you said, every time I look down at my watch, it seems like it's 11-11?
I think over the last few years, ever since I've
become conscious,
had an iPhone, conscious a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and you just kind of look, you notice more than if you look at your watch.
Yes.
That it's 11-11.
Right.
And, because those digital numbers just kind of bounce up at you. Yeah. And I don't wear a watch anymore. I just use my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed, and I always, it seems almost every day, I just happen to look down at my phone, and it's 11-11.
Yeah. Well, you can, there's a story at DougStephan.com today about just that. Does this date have some kind of cosmic significance, or is it just a coincidental grouping of numbers? I'm choosing cosmic significance. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks how you are going to observe this day, Veterans Day 2011. A, going to a parade. B, going to a museum. C, spending the day with your family. D, doing some shopping. E, you have to go to work. F, when is Veterans Day? Today is Veterans Day. How many people is, schools are closed today, banks are closed today, right? All the shopping centers and stores and everybody, they'll be working.
My son's school is, as a matter of fact, they're going to school.
Having school.
They're singing Veterans Day songs.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think it's preferable to go to school. I do not believe there's school here in Framingham, but I don't know what's going on elsewhere. What's going on in your town? 800-510-8255. Better yet, what are you doing? If you're a veteran, then perhaps you look upon this as something different, something special. Can't help but feel, and a lot of people think there's relevance to this, that younger people just don't pay any attention to this.
And I think with Iraqi, my nephew, who's 26 and an Iraqi veteran, Desert Storm veteran.
He's out now, right?
He's out now, and he's in college. He pays a lot of attention to it.
Yeah, does he? Well, okay. So the people who have been in the service, there would be a lot of attention, I guess.
Yeah, and I think that their friends are more aware of it. You know,
well, I hope there is attention.
More
attention
paid to it. Let's say I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, where there really wasn't anything going on that was too big.
If you would also be so kind, looking for important things to do today at DougStephan.com, our video of the day is a moving tribute, especially for this day. Today's video is actually put together by a 15-year-old girl. It has had now 30 million views this week.
Wow.
When I first started, it had 3. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
About 53 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, and as those of you who are followers of fashion here know, at this point during the day, we try to present a tip or two or three or four as to how to better use the technology that you have all around you, no matter what your age, no matter what your IQ, no matter where you are. It's hard to escape the new technology, and that's what I like about Alex Goffin. He sort of boils it all down. Can you guess whether more Windows people or Mac people prefer Harleys, Richie? Mac people?
Interesting.
Or Apple Windows? Or Mac people and Apple people, same thing. Windows or Mac? Who prefers the Harley? This would be very interesting.
Interesting.
This and other Mac versus Windows comparisons coming up right now, or just a second, two or three.
Mac.
A few. What'd I say?
I'm going to say Mac.
Mac. You're guessing Mac.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out next on Good Day.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. It's a point we wanted to demonstrate vividly. So we caged 2 people and dropped them in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. And did we mention the cage was made of toothpicks? Millions of toothpicks.
You got to be the top of the cage!
How many toothpicks does it take to stop a tiger? Find out. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A website called Hunch asked nearly 400,000 people detailed questions about the makeup of Mac users and, yes, Windows users. And here are the fascinating findings. 52% of respondents were Windows people and 25% were Mac people. 38% of Windows people call themselves liberal and 58% of Mac folks are liberal. 54% of Windows people have a 4-year college degree, while 67% of Mac people do. 69% of Windows folks would rather ride a Harley than a Vespa. And 52% of Mac people, not surprisingly, would go for the Vespa. Windows people prefer white wines. Mac folks like them red. And the favorite books of Windows users, Great Expectations, The Millionaire Next Door, and The Lost Symbol. For Mac people, Moby Dick and The Road. I wonder what type of computer user likes this show best. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Save big
big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams dog food and 30 to 40 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $55 worth of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great Iams deals and more going on now only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now, as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sock Love Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
All right, so Richie, Apple has released an update to its mobile operating system that's expected to fix the battery life problems on the iPhone. What were those problems?
The time zone thing. There's a thing in your phone that says, okay, I'm in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah,
that thing kept constantly checking, where am I, where am I, where am I? Battery life, so they
got
fixed that. So now all you have to do is just update.
Yeah,
I just got my new iPhone 4S day before yesterday.
And how do you like it?
I like it. I'm getting used to the Siri, where I can just go, Siri, remind me to do this.
Wow. And, so you can be brainless and get away with it.
Yeah. Siri, remind me to email Doug after the show and remind him about this.
59 after on Good Day.
Hey, guys. Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Here's an interesting tweet from Jack Schoenfeld, who says, I finally cracked Google's plus one. Is that what they call it? Google Plus?
Right.
You only need three circles. Facebook friends, Twitter friends, and LinkedIn friends. Well, that's pretty funny. Am I the only one who thought that was funny? I thought that was cute.
I'm still thinking about it.
All right, you can figure it out, Richie. 59 now after the hour.